Coming up May 3rd through the 12th, the biggest week in American birding. And we have with us Kimberly Kaufman, Executive Director of the Black Swamp Bird Observatory, where all this event's going on. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning. Good morning.
So what do you do to prepare for this big week?
Well, we actually never stop preparing. It's definitely a year-long effort, and we are super excited to host the 10th annual Biggest Week in American Birding.
Kimberly, how did this get started 10 years ago?
Well, this had been a vision of ours for several years, actually, and Black Swamp Bird Observatory put together a conservation business plan that culminated with hosting a big birding festival. So lots and lots of years of planning and time and thought went into it, mostly because we wanted to build support for habitat conservation in the area. And what better way to do that than to share the joy of birds and birding with 90,000 people every year?
What is going on with the birds right now that this week culminates into one of the biggest week in American birding?
Well, spring migration of songbirds, the festival is timed to coincide with the peak of that migration, and the birds are already coming, and the birders too. Some of the vanguards of migration are already coming through. We've had several species of warblers viewed on the McGee Marsh Boardwalk, so it's happening. It's time to get out there, and with the biggest week, we can share this area with a lot of people in a really meaningful way.
What factors determine how many birds or when they might arrive?
Well, weather definitely plays a factor once these birds get into the United States. But really, migration is so much more magical than that. These little songbirds have the route hardwired in their brains. So most of these songbirds are coming from Central and South America, and day length triggers that. So these little birds are migrating at night. When they get to the edge of the lakeshore, they're very reluctant to cross big bodies of water. If you're a little songbird weighing less than the average ballpoint pen, and you don't swim, and you don't even float, you don't want to cross a big body of water until you're at your energetic best. So the birds are dropping down into the habitat right on the lakeshore to rest and refuel before they cross the lake. And we're fortunate enough to be able to have these wildlife areas and parks where we can bring people together and immerse them in spring migration of songbirds.
That being the case, is there a better time of day to see these birds?
During spring migration, typically birding is best at early morning. But during spring migration, really any time that you can get out, you're going to see migratory birds. In the morning, it's nice because the sun is coming up and the birds are singing, and I think that lends to the magic of the experience. But really, any time of day that you can get out there, you're going to see some birds.
When you're doing birding, do you see or hear them first? Which comes first in that?
All the above. In fact, I think if you really tune your ears into the sounds of the natural world, it really enhances the experience. And that's one of the nuances of what makes the experience so special here, is that by the time the birds get to our latitude, the male songbirds are singing. So you have what they call the dawn chorus. Isn't that beautiful? Just thinking about it. So you've got the beautiful songs, the symphony of nature to add to just how beautiful these birds are.
I understand you have workshops related to your ear work and also obviously taking photographs too.
Oh my goodness, do we have workshops. 10 days worth of workshops, field trips, keynote presentations. There's really something for everybody and every level of birding. In fact, we really gear the festival towards beginning birders. So if you've heard about the biggest week and you're intrigued by what birding is, there's no better time than to come out now during the biggest week when thousands of the nicest people on the planet have descended on Northwest Ohio and are so eager to share birds and birding with new people.
For me, one of the fun parts is just to enter the parking lot where you see license plates on vehicles from all across the country. It was incredible last year to enter there. Of course, you see Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, but then you see Maine, Florida, California, New Mexico. It's just amazing.
Yeah, when you view the biggest week in American birding by simply by the numbers, it's astonishing. Not just the spectacle of migration of birds, but the spectacle of migration of people. So in 9 years, we've had registrants from every state, 52 countries and 6 continents come to Northwest Ohio for this magical experience that songbirds bring to the region. And even if you aren't interested in birds, and everybody should be interested in birds, if you're interested in people, come out to the McGee Marsh Boardwalk. You will stand shoulder to shoulder with people literally from all around the globe. And as I said, the birding community, these are the nicest people. And just like when we see something interesting, that instinct is to share it with someone, and birders are no different. So when they see a beautiful bird, they really want to share it with people. So come out, try birding for the first time. If you're a veteran birder and you're an expert, come out and help us share the experience with others as well. And I do want to make the point that you don't have to register for the Biggest Week in American Birding to come out and experience birding. These areas, McGee Marsh Wildlife Area, Ottawa National Wildlife Refuge, the Metro Parks, anywhere you are along the lakeshore, just get out and try birding. We hope you'll register for the Biggest Week and come and be part of the magic that we put together, but you certainly don't have to register to come out and try birding for the first time.
We were talking today with Kimberly Kaufman, the Executive Director of the Black Swamp Bird Observatory, about the 10th Annual Biggest Week in American Birding. It runs May 3rd through the 12th along the lakeshore from Toledo to Erie County. Do you know Ken Kaufman?
I've heard of that guy.
Actually,
part of the celebration of Biggest Week this year is that Ken's latest book, this highly anticipated book, Ken's book, Kingbird Highway, has just Ken's magical ability to share the joy of birding. So many people have been eager for Ken to write another book like this, and we're so fortunate that Ken's latest book, A Season on the Wind, is about spring migration right here in Northwest Ohio. So it's another wonderful opportunity for us to promote how wonderful Northwest Ohio is and how important it is to songbirds to a massive audience. And also, I think it really speaks to how great this area is, not just birding, but how wonderful the people are, because Ken has birded on every continent. He's experienced some of the most magical birding spectacles in the world, and he chose to write his next book about this area. That's how special it is.
The birds migrate through. Sometimes they are just passing through. How many will stay in this area?
Well, if you just look at warblers, there are more than 300 species of birds that have been documented in this region. But during spring migration, these little warblers are the stars of the show. If you spend enough time out during spring migration, there's a chance that you could see about 37 different species. Most of those birds, as you said, are going to continue on to nest in the boreal forests of Canada and some pushing all the way up into Alaska. A few species of warblers will stay in Northwest Ohio to nest, and several other songbirds will stay and breed too. But most of the warblers are just here for a little brief window during spring migration, and I think that lends to the magic of the experience too. We just have a short time to enjoy these birds before they move on.
If people want to get information on this big week, where can they go get some more details?
Well, please visit our website, bwiab.com. And again, even if you don't want to register for the festival, we hope you will, but there's tons of information about how to get started in birding, where to go birding. The festival website, bwiab.com, or biggestweekinamericanbirding.com, is filled with information on the festival and just birding in general.
Sounds good. Kimberly, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. We always appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.